News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. I stuck my head outside. I just wanted to confirm that the sun did come up this morning. Tigers lose last night to Mishawaka, 34-11 in the biggest game of the Northern Lakes Conference season to date. The Cavemen now have the inside track to the NLC Championship. The Tigers are tied with Northridge for second place, and those two teams will meet in the last game of the regular season. So they're could be second place on the line in that. The other conference scores from last night, Concord beat Goshen 42-0. The big story that came out of that was that that game was almost not played. Goshen barely had enough offensive linemen to field a football team. So they had numbers issues to start the season. They had injuries. They got a couple guys back before the game last night and were allowed to play. Northridge won at Wawasee, not a big surprise there, but the score was only 14-7, and by all accounts, Northridge had all their people, so that was a bit of a surprise there. North would beat Plymouth 42-7. So, the conference standings, Mishawaka is 4-0, Warsaw and Northridge are 3-1, Concord and Northwood are 2-2, Plymouth and Wawasee are 1-3, and Goshen is 0-4. Other scores, Valley won again. They beat Jimtown last night. They are now 6-0. Maconaqua beat North Miami 41-0. Southwood beat Manchester 8-7. Peru beat Rochester 34-23. Northfield beat Wabash 27-12. Cass beat Whitco 52-6. Knox won at LaVille 21-13 and ruined their homecoming. Triton won at Pioneer 27-16. It was New Haven over Columbia City 21-7. That vaunted Columbia City offense shut down last night at New Haven. The Cal beat Huntington North 49-13. East Noble beat Norwell 49-15. Fairfield won again. They beat Angola 28-12. It was Lakeland over Central Noble 49-6. Cherubusco beat Fremont 46-3. West Noble beat Garrett 34-15. Glenn beat Bremen 42-0. It was Penn over Mishawaka Marion 41-13. And Elkhart beat St. Joe 26-17. Again, last night at Steel Stadium, Mishawaka beat Warsaw 34-11. We'll talk with Bart Curtis about it coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you?
Sun came up.
It did. It did for sure. When you have a game start the way the game started last night, that's really tough to recover from.
Yeah, that is, you know, throughout the week we thought we had things pretty well how we thought we wanted to defend what they're doing, and credit to them, they went unbalanced first play, saw how we were misaligned, and the quarterback who you know, it's his third year starting, his first start was against us 2 years ago when his brother got hurt. So he has a little bit of understanding about what to get out of and what to get into, and check to what we call blood block out on defender. And, you know, they read number one. Number one, Isaac came in, canceled out the fullback. They blocked out on number two, create a crease. We were misaligned a little bit, and then missed two tackles. Where it could have saved it from being a 78-yard touchdown and maybe just a 30 or 40-yard gain. So, yeah, that isn't what we designed or how we had hoped to start the game. Now, that being said, 7-0, forced two punts, I believe, immediately after that back-to-back. So had some opportunities in the first quarter to cancel out that quick 7-0 lead that Brady Fisher gave him.
The first punt was down inside the five, a absolutely terrific effort play to keep that ball from going into the end zone.
It's funny you say that. We were just watching. We brought staff in, obviously, and gave the kids the day off, and that was planned long before the outcome of the contest, just because, you know, we're at the end of a three-game bang, bang, bang. And, you know, not overlooking anybody, obviously, but physically we are beat up pretty significantly. So unless you had to see Trevor, our trainer, you know, we let the kids, or unless you had a radio show, we let the kids sleep in a little bit today. And then we've got Tiger Bone Saturday, where our junior high kids come in at 11:30. And we'll have some kids and some coaches help with them. And then we've got Young Tigers this afternoon. It's on that punt. We watched the film from the end zone shot. And Ethan Egoff did an absolutely tremendous job of really hustling down the field. Made a heads-up play. Knocked it back. It was going to head in the end zone. And he knocked it back out. And we downed it, I think, at the two or something like that. But, yeah, that was the four.
Yeah.
It was a really heads-up hustle play.
And you get them three and out. They punt the ball. It's another short punt. So you start a second straight drive inside their 40-yard line and just couldn't make anything work. Yeah, ended up with a field goal for it.
Yeah, is that what ended up?
Yeah.
I know on the first drive we picked up one first down, had 4 yards on a second down, ran a counter sweep that wasn't blocked up quite like we'd hoped. And, you know, they ran it down for minus a couple yards. So now we're third and 12 or 10 instead of second and or third and three. But, yeah, we were able to put a little bit of a drive together. And did we kick the field goal at the other end?
Yeah, the second.
Second quarter.
Yeah. Well, it was still the first quarter, but it was the second drive. Where you started.
I think it was the second quarter because we were going toward the scoreboard.
Yep, you're correct.
So it was early in the second quarter. We're 7-3. Okay, game on still. Kick the ball deep. I think it went out of bounds, and they started at the 35, and then they started one of their patented death marches where they had the ball for 6 minutes or whatever and just, you know, three-yarded us to death for a little bit with 12-2. And then broke either a midline or a blood from 25 yards out. And again, you know, a couple missed tackles. And you can't wait. You can't sit and wait. You've got to attack. You know what I mean? And if you miss, you miss fast. You miss outside and turn them back into your buddies. And it just appears like we hesitate sometimes when large people are coming at us, at large, fast people. So then that makes it 14-2-3, which is not ideal but still manageable, an opportunity to get the ball back and cut this thing maybe to 14-10 or 14-11. We punt the ball late in the half, 3 minutes ago maybe, three
I think
and a half.
So.
And that you know at that juncture, they are going to try to home run you or at least take a shot deep. And, you know, they always run one play to set it up to see what's going on, and then they come back with the home run. And in this case, it was pretty much the dagger. You know, being down 21-3 isn't the end of, or 20-3 isn't the end of the world, but it is certainly puts you in a position with the way they control the ball, control the clock, that it's going to take a really incredible effort with a couple turnovers on their part to get back in the thing.
And that third score.
It nearly happened.
Yeah, that third score really seemed to suck the life out of your guys.
Wasn't
that
good.
That was a momentum maker for Mishawaka and really put your guys in a emotionally a bad place.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got to be emotionally tough. We talk about toughness all the time. And toughness isn't puffing your chest out and jawing after a play or you know, hitting somebody late. That isn't toughness. Toughness is what are you going to do next when things aren't going the way you want them to go. And that was an ideal scenario. And to be honest with you, I thought we came out and showed a little toughness then in the third quarter. Battled back to, you know, down two scores with the ball, driving late in the third quarter with an opportunity to cut it to one score and didn't pick up the first down on a fourth and two. Apparently, I haven't looked at the film yet.
So. Oh, I can't wait to watch it because Zollinger lands – at the 40-yard line,
it appears
there was a guy he was laying on top of, so he could not possibly have been down. And they marked the ball all the way back at the 41.
Yeah. I'm going to wait 24 hours. Each week, the head coaches around the state rate the officials on a 1 through 10.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait 24 hours to do that. Normally, I do it first thing the next morning. I've got till Sunday night or Monday morning. I'll probably wait until I get a chance to really dissect the film. The officials in no way cost us the game. We didn't have a great night. I think they were right there with us. Okay. Now, that being said, that didn't cost us the game. You never want to put it in their hands. But there was another scenario where we lost a down right before half. Had nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
Right. Okay,
because you know it's second down.
Because that was with the holding penalty, right?
It was. And you run a play, and then they get their choice. If they're going to take the penalty, you repeat the down. If they're not going to take the penalty and they decline it, then it's third and whatever. So there was a mystery down. You remember Colorado got that fifth down?
Yes, very
20
much
years
so.
Ago, 30 it's years ago.
At the goal line.
We had one the other way. So we had a three down series versus a five down series. But like I said, that's neither here nor there. And I told those guys that, and they you know, came in over at halftime and said, "Hey, we messed it up," and I respect that. But like I said, you know, the odds of us going 60 yards in 37 seconds, at that point of the juncture, hey, let's get out of the half, even though we did it last week, the odds of that against a defense like that aren't very good. But, back on that fourth and two, yeah, I'll have to look at it. The guy on my side who was communicated very well said, Coach, he was a half yard short. So,
okay.
From where my vantage point, and I didn't have stripes on it, looked like he crossed it. But shame on us for being 16 points behind and putting it in a scenario where it came down possibly to that to keep a drive alive.
It felt like Mishawaka was the better team, and they certainly played better last night. However, your guys did have some opportunities. There were some passes.
No doubt about it.
There were some pass plays that were converted. There were other pass plays that were open that were not converted. Defensively, your guys bounced off of Miller and Fisher. I mean, there was those guys were were like Teflon.
Yeah.
It was hard to get a hold of anything last night on them.
Well, you cannot go against a kid like Novell Miller and Brady Fisher, who is larger and faster than he looks. Okay. Vilma, I think, is pretty fast. And on the very first play of the game, Brady Fisher is pulling away from one of our faster guys on his touchdown run. So, they're fast and big. Their fullback is a difference maker. I mean, he runs violently and angry. And, we worked all week and have for several weeks on playing off blocks a little lower and tackling lower. And if you chest up with these guys, they're going to make life miserable for you and possibly injure you.
What did you say to your football team after the game was over?
You know, what are we going to do next? You know, is this, we don't, our situation now conference-wise, which we wanted to put ourselves in the driver's seat conference-wise, had that opportunity, didn't work out. Now it's out of our hands. But there's still a lot of football to be played. What type of decisions are you going to make now? You know, a year ago, some poor decisions were made. And we were able to rally and play some of our best football late in the year last year, despite quite a few poor decisions. Now, so really it comes down to what's next. Okay, are you going to curl up in a ball and feel sorry for yourself and all your dreams are dashed and, attack it from a woe is me perspective, or are you going to man up and continue to fight and continue to practice hard and continue to play the great game that you're not guaranteed how many more reps you have or how many more games? At any time, as you've seen in game one, your ability to play this game physically can come to a screeching halt. So never take that for granted. So, I tried to be as positive as I could. Obviously, anybody that watched the game or was at the game would have to agree with the fact that they defend us. We basically virtually both run the same schemes. Offense and defense, pretty much.
Yeah.
They defend what we do a whole lot better than we run it. And then they turn around, and when they have the ball, they run this stuff a whole lot better than we defend it. So that being said, that's out of the way. What are you going to do next?
I know the answer is Bama drill. But outside of that, what is the first thing that you focus on when practice starts on Monday? Where do you start, not rebuild, I'm not sure rebuilding is the right word, but where do you start trying to build this thing back up to where it was before last night?
Well, where it was, the same group of kids got on the bus that got off the bus. Same group of adults that got on the bus, got off the bus. That part's no different, okay? So what is it we're doing for the first 20 quarters compared to the last four quarters? Same people, same coaches, same managers, same philosophy. So all of a sudden now, if it doesn't work for you against a really good team, do you say, oh, woe is us, and boy, we got a crap can things. We're always looking for ways to improve what it is we do, whether it be defense, offense, or kicking. Okay, so from that aspect, I think it's going to be more about what's behind your chest, what's behind your rib cage as far as your heart, and then what's above your neck, you know, as far as how you think and how you react. So those are the things that we'll really attack, not so much physically. Obviously, we want to still work on getting better on the things that we do because obviously we need it. But Monday will come, and Monday will be a Saturday, so the kids will watch film first. And we'll put the scouting report in. We'll have a practice, and then our JVs play Monday night at 6. They host the Cavemen.
Wallace only lost 14-7 to Northridge. They gave them quite a battle, and that's your next opponent. The W game is coming up on Friday night here at Fisher Field, and it's homecoming on top of that.
Indeed, both those things are true.
That means your guys can't take this week off.
Well, no.
And, I mean, not that you would want them to, but they've got to, in their own minds, they've got to be focused.
Yeah, we never would do that and hopefully never allow that. And any actions we take as adults is what the kids will follow. Okay? So if there's a sense that, okay, Wawasee hasn't had, on the win-loss column, hasn't had a great year to date. I haven't looked at the film from last night, but obviously they can play some football and did last night and played Northridge really tough based on the score. So really that's up to the adults in the program to make sure that the kids follow and fall in line with, because however serious we take them is what they'll do.
Who you can bring with you today?
I got two fine young men here, wide awake, 9 a.m., 9:15 on a Saturday morning. To my immediate left is number 22, Eric Pohl. He's an outside linebacker and a halfback. And then to his left is number 31, Luke Ransbottom, who is a halfback slash cornerback.
Okay, we'll talk with these guys here in just a minute. They were fed this morning by the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street, so stop by and say hello. And when you stop by and say hello to them and buy some donuts, make sure that you heard, that you tell them that you heard their ad here on News Now Warsaw, and thank them for helping feed our guys here on Tiger Talk on Saturday mornings. We'll talk with Eric and Luke next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at t-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
You see a worn, out-of-date shower. We see an up-to-date shower with a beautiful glass enclosure custom designed for you. A Glass Doctor specialist will transform your old shower into a bright, upscale sanctuary that's timeless. It may even increase your home's resale value, all for less than you might think. Schedule an in-home design consultation with the Glass Doctor Specialist today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Mr. Ransbottom, let's talk about the beginning of the season. You are on a starting line to be a defensive back, a cornerback for this football team. Things didn't go that great. What was the conversation like that you were going to start working more on the offensive side of the ball? How did that go? What do you remember about that?
Yeah. They're just going to say, I'm going to get more reps on offense, and they're going to give Tristan a shot on D to see what he can do. And I didn't have a bad game against Tristan, so I kind of stuck with halfback. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a surprise to all of us. That you had some really big runs in that game. What did that feel like for you?
Felt good because, Michigan State was a rough game, so it felt good to have some good runs and just a few feel good about playing again. So.
And you've had, in each game since, you've had some big plays and scored touchdowns. Talk about how that came about. Talk about those pitch plays and some of the keys to making those successful.
Well, yeah, our quarterback, if I guess like a triple or something, if he reads it, I don't know if I'm going to get a pitch or not, but if I do get a pitch, I get it, and then I usually get some good blocks, so I mean, it kind of just happens. So.
You just said you don't know when it's coming. Yeah. Is it hard running hard all the time, or do you ever get yourself into trouble thinking, well, I'm not going to get it this time, and then all of a sudden here comes the ball?
Probably zone dive is harder to.
Yeah.
When you get the ball, right, you're out there kind of in space. You hopefully have some blockers in front. You've got people running at you. What are you looking at? What are you thinking? What is makes your decision on whether you're going to go all the way to the outside, whether you're going to try to cut back inside? What is your method of operation there?
Well, I just look at my blockers and I try to cut off them. But I usually just try to run like up the sideline, try to get the most yards as possible. So.
I want to take you back to last Friday, to the Northwood game. We got the ball, 24 seconds left, ball at our 20. Zollinger gets us to the 45. And then you take that pitch from midfield and run it into the end zone. Walk us through that play.
It was a counter play. So I get a handoff, like faking it one way, and I go the other way. And I had a good block on the corner on that side, and then a good block on him again so I could get loose. And then I just had good blocks down the field, so it was just open.
And you had one guy that you had to sidestep there in the last 10 yards of it. How hard is it to be running at full speed? And you are really quick and fast. How hard is it to stop the way you stopped and let that defender go by, step inside, and go into the end zone?
Well, I had Grady on the backside to help me like get around him. So, I mean, I saw it way before I made the cut, so I just cut in, I guess.
Oh, I ask guys this all the time because I'm fascinated by it, because so many of us who watch football didn't play football or certainly never scored a touchdown. What is it like for you to score a touchdown in a varsity football game?
Well, especially that play, it felt good because Northwood just scored, so we needed it, and it gave us the lead, so that one felt good to score. So.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
I live outside of Claypool. I have two older brothers, and, I mean, they always go to my games. And
what are their names?
Zach and Alex, and then Michelle and David. One of my brothers did play football at Warsaw. His name was Zach. He was a senior when I was a freshman, so it was kind of cool having him in the program with me, and that was nice to have.
What do you remember about that year?
He got hurt a lot that year, so
yeah,
he didn't play that much, yeah. And we lost at Homestead, I think. That's what I remember.
Yeah, in the sectional. Yep.
Yeah. Played a safe game against Michigan.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you graduate?
Probably work for the family business.
Which is what?
Farming and excavating.
What kind of farming?
Harvesting crops. Like
okay.
Corn
and soybeans and stuff. Yeah. Excellent. What's your favorite part of doing that?
I like doing it because it's something new every day. You're not doing the same thing. And
are you good at driving a tractor?
I'd say so.
Who has been your favorite teacher in high school?
I don't really have a favorite teacher, but I mean, I like all my teachers really. So.
Okay. Do you have a favorite class?
I have welding right now.
Do you?
That, yeah.
Who leads that?
Howitt, Pasika, and Mr. Alexander.
Yeah, I have a project for you guys, you welders. I got a project for you. I've got a fire pit that needs covered, and I have a cover that's not quite big enough, so I need you guys to weld me on an extension to make that work for me. So I'm excited to bring that in and let you guys turn that loose. Mr. Pohl, let's talk about the defensive unit now. Great season up until last night. Ran into those really big Mishawaka cavemen. Talk about at the beginning of the season – What were the things that you guys were kind of dialed in on to try to make this team as good or better as last year's defense, which was excellent?
Well, yeah, just like pursuit to the ball, flying around, 11 bodies to the ball, and just like aggressiveness.
You guys are not the biggest group, especially beyond the front three. So a lot of it's read and react, right? And just run, just running fast and hitting people. Is that easy to do?
Yeah, just it comes with the aggressiveness part, and also a lot of technique is involved.
What kinds of technique?
Like ripping through and like fighting on a block, all that stuff.
Because you're getting blocked by guys that are bigger than you, that weigh 40 pounds or more bigger than you. How do you practice that, right? How do you Monday through Thursday work on those kinds of things that play out on Fridays?
Well, yeah, it all depends on, like, the scenario. Like, if he's coming at you, if he's pulling and all that stuff. But it's mostly just get hands-on and rip through or all that stuff.
I ask guys all the time what it's like to score touchdowns, what it's like to do certain things. What is it like to fly into a guy and hit him square and fair and knock him to the ground? What is that like for you?
It's a great feeling. And then all the guys coming at you too, hype you up. It's a great feeling.
You also had a big interception back at the beginning of the season that sealed up the Michigan City game. What do you remember about that play?
Yeah, I just remember catching the ball. Crowd, their crowd was all upset. Yeah, then the guys rallying to me and celebrating.
What do you need to do in practice Monday to get better?
First things, put the loss in the past, move on week by week. And yeah, just recover.
You still got a lot of football left in this season. There's still a lot to do, isn't there?
Yes.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
I actually live pretty far from the school. I'm like 25 minutes away in like Leesburg, North Webster area. My brother is sophomore at Warsaw on the JV team. And my mom's Hillary and my dad's Tim. And I have a stepdad named Sean.
Is it easy to watch your brother play in the JV games? Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good because I can, like, after the game, tell him what he can work on and tell him what he's doing good.
What position does he play?
He's a safety.
Nice.
And a split end.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'm not sure, but I have a couple options. I'm looking at trade school or maybe college football.
Really? Are you talking to anybody?
I've went on a couple of visits, but yeah, a couple of coaches talking to me.
Who's been your favorite teacher?
Probably my homeroom teacher, Miss Pierce.
Why?
Because I've had her the longest for like 3 years now.
So. Really?
Yep.
That's cool. And you've had her the longest. What about her do you like?
She's funny and she talks to the students a lot and. Yeah.
I went to a school that didn't have, like, a homeroom. So what do you guys do in homeroom?
So basically, we'll go there after lunch or after fifth period every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's like a study time.
Nice.
Yeah, she's always there, and she's always positive. So,
who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
It's pretty much guys on the team still, yeah.
Yeah.
Randy, Grady.
Yeah.
Reed.
Do you have hobbies?
I like to work out a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of workout? Like at home? You have a gym at home?
Oh, no. I go to the Y.
Okay.
And pickleball, basketball.
Really?
Other sports like that, yeah.
Are you good at pickleball?
I'm all right.
Really?
I play with my dad a lot.
Do you really?
My brother.
Nice. Good. Thank you guys for coming in. It's always easier to come in after a win. So that you guys came in here today and talked with us, we really appreciate. Thank you guys, and make sure and take the donuts and drinks with you, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. So that is Eric and Lucas as they are in here on Saturday morning. They got fed by the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street in Warsaw. It was a good day for Warsaw golf, specifically one girls golfer. We'll tell you how Abby Peterson did at the regional yesterday, and that's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
I love being a granddad. I spent last weekend playing football with my grandsons. We had a great time running, tackling, laughing. Next morning, though, when I woke up, I was sore all over. I decided it was time to head to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture and visit their Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Shop. These are the beds that back doctors recommend. They support your body while cushioning your shoulders and relaxing your legs. Why did I wait so long to go to Reinhold's? My Sealy Posturepedic is just what the doctor ordered. After all, we're having another big game this weekend, and I don't plan on losing again. Thanks, Reinholds.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls golf, who last Saturday competed in the sectional at Stonehenge. Culver Academy won it with a score of 315. Warsaw was second, 333. Plymouth was third, 355. They all advanced as teams. Abby Peterson shot a 71 in the sectional and finished essentially in a second place finish because her 71 tied with Lin Zhang in the from Culver Academy. They have to settle the tie, right? So they did a playoff hole and then another and then another, and they went to the seventh playoff hole before Zhang finally won out. So Zhang was the medalist with a 71. Abby Peterson settled for second, and the Lady Tigers were on their way to the regional. Other scores, Olivia Robinson-Gay, 82. Abigail Davis, 93. Claire Royst with a really good 87, and Lily Henderson with a 100. Then the girls played yesterday in the regional at Noble Hawk Golf Club in Kendallville. Homestead won it with 290. Carroll advances 313. Northridge also moves on with 319. Warsaw came in sixth with a 340. Leading the way for Warsaw, Abby Peterson with a 73, 36 on the front, 37 on the back. That's good enough for a second place individual finish for people not on an advancing team. And that gets Abby onto the state finals next weekend, Friday and Saturday, down at the Legends Course in Carmel. So, Abby Peterson, 73. Olivia Robinson-Gay with a really good 78, 39, 39 for that. Abigail Davis, 95. Claire Royce, 96. Lily Henderson with a 94. So, the team's season is over, but Abby gets to go on and play at the state finals next weekend, and we will tell you on Saturday morning how she did on Friday. The girls' cross-country team ran down at Carmel in the Flash Rock Invitational last Saturday. Concordia won the girls' race with a score of 80. Warsaw came in ninth with a score of 268. Joey Ristrelli who, by the way, signed on in principle to go to IU for both cross country and track next fall, finished third overall with a time of 17:42. Samantha Rastrelli, 43rd, 19:38. Marissa Howitt, 50th, 19:49. Elizabeth Vanderbee, 79th at 20:21. Margot Sprankle, 124 at 21:10. Annabelle Parker was 128th at 21:14. And Isabel Herman was 131st at 21:21. The boys team also ran down at Carmel. And in the championship race division, they finished with a score of 83 points. That was good enough for third out of 17 teams. Carmel's 79 and Dublin Kaufman of Ohio. You remember them? They brought their football team over here and played the Tigers a couple of years ago. Dublin Kaufman ran in this race and scored 82 points. Warsaw came in 1 point shy of a second place finish. Sophomore Jackson Gackenheimer led the Tigers in eighth place, 15:38. Junior Tyler Mimnall was 12th, 15:53. Senior Tyler Schwartz was 15th, 15:57. Junior Clark Meridew was 19th, 16:04. Junior Rick Orr was 38th at 16:33. Senior Gabe Klein was 39th at 16:33. And sophomore Miles Rager was 53rd at 16:48. The Tigers broke some records. Now, these are not records that necessarily show up on the public record books, but Warsaw broke records for most runners under 17 minutes a season in a season. That is the ninth time that's happened. The previous was eight in 2011. The fastest top five team ever, 16:01.4 was the average. That happened back in 2012. The previous mark was 16:05, so they broke that by 4 seconds. And they broke the school record for the fastest top seven in team average at 16:12.2. In the JV boys race, Tigers were led by junior Micah Zog at 34th, 18:12. Junior Matthias Nabia, 72nd at 18:49. Sophomore Wyland Ewert, 86th at 18:58. Let's talk soccer, shall we? The girls' soccer team last Saturday played their fourth match in 6 days, including those three out of four that they had played earlier in the week. The last of those was the Penn match where they won 2-1 on that corner kick scored by Hayden Elliott. The fourth of those in 6 days was against Marion on Saturday. Warsaw got a 1-1 tie. Lola Pepper put the Lady Tigers ahead 1-0 on a penalty, but Marion equalized just before halftime, and it stayed that way. Warsaw really was the better team in the second half, but they were unable to push across the winning goal, and so they settled for a 1-1 draw. At that point, the Lady Tigers, in their last 10 games, were unbeaten. They were 7-0-3. The JV won 2-0, Lila William with a couple of goals for Warsaw. The boys' soccer team last Saturday participated in the Canterbury Invitational. They beat Canterbury 10-0 in their first match. They beat Fort Wayne Northside in their second match. So they went 2-0 on the day. And then they took on Goshen on Thursday in a big match at home, Hispanic Heritage Night for the Tiger soccer team, and they were shut out by a score of 2-0. The JV on Saturday played in a Northern Lakes Conference JV Invitational at Goshen. They played Northridge in the first match. It ended in a tie. They lost in a penalty kick shootout. Then in their second match, they played Goshen at Goshen and lost also in a penalty kick shootout. Then on Thursday, they were 1-0 winners over Goshen, that same Goshen squad, at the Tiger Soccer Complex. The volleyball team last Saturday, the freshman volleyball team won their own invitational in the T-Rack. They beat St. Joe in two. Ariana Harmon with 8 kills, 8 digs, 2 aces. Aspen Wagner with 15 assists. Doran Willema with 11 digs. They beat Homestead in three. It went 15-13 in game three, or in set three. Aspen Wagner, 17 assists, 7 digs, and 4 aces. Ariana Harmon with 9 kills. And Warsaw beat Fort Wayne Carroll in three. It went 16-14 in the third set. Aspen Wagner with 20 assists. Olivia Rooney with 8 digs and 6 kills. Ariana Harmon with 6 kills for the Lady Tigers. On Tuesday, Warsaw hosted Carroll in the Tiger Den. The freshmen lost to Carroll. It went 3, and it was 15-11 in set 3. Aspen Wagner, 18 assists and 3 aces. Olivia Rooney, 5 kills. Ariana Harmon with 4 kills and 4 aces. And Doran Villema with 10 digs. The JV beat Carroll in 2. Alyssa McCleary with 23 assists. Jocelyn Bricker with 4 digs, 9 kills, and 2 aces. Claire Kinsel and Allie Myers each had 5 kills. And Grace Bowers had 5 digs. The varsity lost to Carroll 25-8, 25-13, 25-18. Maggie Holland had 8 kills. Claire Reichenbach, 3 aces. Avery Hepner, serving as the center on that night, Tuesday night, had 17 assists. And Melina Hallblitzel with 11 digs and Ellie Hepler with 10. Then on Thursday, the girls were back in conference action, back in the Tiger Den. The freshmen beat Wauwatosa in 2. Aspen Wagner with 12 assists. Ariane Harmon, 10 aces. Cassie Jackson with 6 kills. And Darn Villema with 5 digs. The freshman team was playing Plymouth also on Thursday night, but there was a head injury that was suffered by one of the players in the game, and it was such that they stopped the match. They just decided that it was not worth it to go on anymore, and so they'd stopped playing. So if you go to the Warsaw website, you'll see that there's no result there, and that's because they never finished that match with Plymouth. The JV beat Wauwatosa in 2. Alyssa McCleary with 17 assists. Jocelyn Bricker had 6 digs and 5 kills to go with 3 aces. Cece Good had 8 kills, and Olivia Sutton had 4. And the varsity beat Wauwatosa in 3, 25-8, 17-12. Melina Hallblitzel had 13 kills, Leah Henderson with 11, Maggie Holland with 6, Leah Henderson with 4, Avery Hepner with 21 assists, and Ellie Hepler had 9 digs, and Claire Rockenbach had 9 digs as well. And block assists, Leah Henderson led the way with 4. The boys' tennis team had their last NLC match of the fall season by beating Concord 4-1. Singles wins for Charlie Norton, Ted Grandin, and Henry Norton. The doubles team of Caleb Smith and Patrick Stump also posted a point. The JV lost to Concord 6-3 with singles wins for Luke Smith, Spencer Love, and Luke Ford. The JV football team lost again last Saturday, 6-0. They are struggling to score points. They tried a couple of freshman quarterbacks, Ethan Rivich and Cohen McCray, and still could not find the end zone. They lose to Northwood 6-0. The game was scoreless until late in the third quarter. The Panthers threw a 15-yard pass, found the end zone, took the lead, and that was enough. The Tigers had 2 really good drives in the fourth quarter, couldn't get either one of them into the end zone, and they fall to 1-4 and 1-2 in conference play. The freshman football team on Thursday was a winner over Northwood, 30-22. They're now 5-0 in the season. Michael Schenk had touchdown runs of 20, 60, and 15 yards. Tucker Reed also raided for a touchdown for the Tigers, who are 5-0. And that brings us to the current. Today, the girls cross country team is running at the 40th annual Culver Academy's cross country invite over in the Rolling Hills of Culver, Indiana. The freshman boys soccer team is at a Fort Wayne Lures Invitational today. I believe the times are 11 and 5 that they play this morning and this afternoon. The tennis team is involved in the final round of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship today. That is at Baker Park in Mishawaka. The varsity volleyball team is hosting their invitational today. That is in the T-Rack, so if you're going to that, enter at door 14. So that is the only home sporting event today. And then the soccer teams are at Wauwatosa. Because of numbers and injuries, the girls' JV game was canceled. Wauwatosa didn't have enough players to play. So we're starting at 11 with the girls' varsity game. That'll be followed by the boys' game at 1 o'clock, and then the other boys' game at 2:45. On Monday, boys' tennis will have a makeup match, and that will be against Penn at home at 4:30. The boys' JV football team will host Mishawaka at 6 o'clock on Monday, and the Unified Flag football team is at Wauwatosa on Monday, and that will start at 6:30. on Tuesday. The girls' JV soccer team is at Carroll at 5:30 with a varsity match to follow. The freshman girls' volleyball team is at Northridge on Tuesday. That is at 5:30. And I'm just throwing this in as a free commercial for the high school. The community hours in the T-Rack will be from 6:15 until 8:15. On Wednesday, the boys' tennis sectional, which will be held at Warsaw, will begin, and we'll get the draw for that coming up on Monday. The unified flag football team will be at Tippecanoe Valley Wednesday starting at 6:30 p.m. On Thursday, the boys' tennis sectional continues at Warsaw. The boys' JV soccer team and the boys' varsity soccer teams will be at Northridge on Thursday, the JV at 5:30 and the varsity after that. You have the volleyball teams on the road taking on Northwood, freshman and JV at 5:30, varsity in the Panther Pit to follow that. The freshman boys football team will be in action on Thursday at 6 o'clock at Steel Stadium at Mishawaka. Also, you have the girls soccer team is at home. The JV will begin at 5:30 against Northridge, and the varsity will follow that. And there are community hours for walking at the T-Rack from 6:15 to 8:15. And then on Friday, Abby Peterson of the Warsaw Girls Golf Team will be at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel at the first round of the state finals. As soon as we get her tee time, we will post that for you at warsaw-tigers.com. And she will automatically play in the second round as well. The second day is on Saturday morning. And, of course, tennis sectionals. You have conference meets coming up as the fall sports season starts to wind to a close. This show is winding to a close, and we'll wrap up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today. Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office, Warsaw.
CarTech takes the ding out of your car or truck body and will make your vehicle's finish showroom fresh again. CarTech is a new type of body shop. With the CarTech Smart approach to body repair, dings and dents are a thing of the past. CarTech will repair, repaint, and refinish your auto skin and take care of the insurance paperwork too. Don't worry about the ding. You have CarTech on the curve at 900 South Buffalo in Warsaw and at CarTechSmart.com.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Again, I want to just emphasize how hard it is for kids to come in on Saturday morning and be on the radio and put on a brave face after losing on the night before. And I just want to thank our two guys for coming in this morning and doing that. I really appreciate that very, very much. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being here this morning. The message was very clear. We're moving on. We're going to take away the good things. We're going to work on the things that we need to work on and try to get better these next 3 weeks to get ready for the playoffs. So that was good. And we're glad that we have him here on Saturday mornings to talk about that. Congratulations again to Abby Peterson for advancing to the state finals as an individual in girls golf. We will preview that coming up, tell you how she did on Saturday morning here on this show. So we're looking forward to that. Good luck to Abby as she gets ready to compete against the state's best down in the Carmel area at Prairie View Golf Club. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. Thanks to the sponsors for sponsoring this program. We thank especially R&B Car Company for being our title sponsor. And we certainly thank the people at the Warsaw Donut Shop for supplying our kids and coaches with donuts and drinks on these Saturday morning get-togethers. And, of course, we thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Cubs baseball this afternoon. Cubs won yesterday 6-0. They'll try to do it again against the Rockies. Airtime 145 on News Now Warsaw. And then, of course, Colts football tomorrow as the Colts take on the Ravens in what could be an absolute downpour on the East Coast. But we'll have the game for you here on News Now Warsaw. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.